If you have your Bible, turn to Philippians chapter number 3. Philippians chapter number 3, verse number 7, the Bible says, "But what things are gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yet doubtless, and I count all things but loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." I want to preach on this thought tonight, if God will be my help. Just as if I didn't, but I did. Just as if I didn't, but I did. As we're looking at this, Paul's talking to them, and he's making contact with them here, and in the first part of this, you can see it, and he's dealing with himself, and he's dealing with the Jews, and he's dealing with the legalistic Judaizers, who's trying to figure out how to get in by their works. They're trying to be good enough and do good enough things, to get them into heaven. And Paul's trying to explain to them that we need to be aware of those things because of the teachings that's already been brought. Praise God. And we need to be paying attention, be a warned of the trying to do the legal thing and get a religious result. Amen. He's talking about there's no way to be righteous in the law because the law could not save us. The law could not save us from our sin. All the law could do was convict us of our sinfulness. Amen? So he said that something has to be different. And so here in verse number 7, Paul begins to reveal himself, his relationship to Christ Jesus. Amen? And he's speaking here of himself, and he's speaking to himself in a state of justification. Amen? A state of justification. Just as if he hadn't sinned, but he did. Amen. That's the way we are, praise God. We've been justified through the Lord Jesus Christ, just as if we had never sinned, but we did. Amen. The Bible says we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. We've all sinned. Amen. He said if we're justified, we're justified through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you look up the word justification, this is what it says, that justification is the act of God, whereby He, God, declares to be righteous, claims to be righteous, that sinner, who has received the righteousness of God by faith in Jesus Christ. He said that's those who have been justified in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. He said that's how we attained that justification. And that's why Paul would say here, he said, "Well, what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ." Paul said, all the things I'd looked for and all the things I'd tried, everything I had been taught, he said, was messed up. He said, till I realized that my help was in the Lord, that God Almighty could save me through Jesus Christ, that I was justified just as if I had never sinned, but I had. Amen? We begin to realize, brother, that justification comes from the Lord. It's His. It's that free gift He gives us, and we couldn't get to it, couldn't have it without Him. So we see justification now. Let me just give you a couple of things right quickly, and we'll go to the house. So justification, praise, it's the very essence of the core of grace. The essence and the core of grace. Look at Romans chapter number 3. Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 24. Now he tells us in verse 23, he said, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." He said, "But being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." So he said, we've been redeemed through, we've been justified freely. Ain't you glad it didn't cost you nothing? Amen? Hey, if we had to pay for justification, if we had to pray just for justification, well, if you had to try to pay for grace, you couldn't afford it. That unmerited favor of God is way beyond anything we could comprehend. I mean, our bank accounts aren't big enough to pay for it. Amen. We didn't have enough money. We couldn't come up with enough clout to be able to afford the magnificent grace of God. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, he said, "For by grace you're saved through faith, and not of yourself, it is a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast." He said, so God's magnificent grace, the very essence or the core, praise God, of justification is the grace of God. It's God's grace ascended down to you and I. Amen. The very essence of it is what God is. Praise God. He said that grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That redemption means to be bought back. Amen. We was on the auction block. You may not know that you was on the auction block being sold off in sin. Praise God. The old devil was a purchaser. He was a bidder. He was going to, he would have took you and he would have took you off into hell to be lost forever. But Jesus Christ, praise God, through that free justification, He come up through grace, that unmerited favor of God. He offered the price, praise God. He paid the price on the cross of Calvary. He redeemed you unto Himself, a price that was too big, a price you couldn't pay. Jesus Christ Himself paid the price on Calvary. Amen. He shed His blood for me and you, praise God, that through Him we might go free. So we see justification, praise God. It's that sinner's, the righteousness of a sinner through God Almighty who received the righteousness of God by faith in Jesus Christ. The very essence, the very core is grace, the grace of God Almighty. Amen. Not only is justification the very essence and core, is grace, it's the source, which is God. Amen. In Romans, you're already in Romans right here, right, Romans 3 and 26. Look what he says. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Amen. So it's the source of that, praise God, makes it available is God Almighty. God makes it possible when He sent His only begotten Son who would come and die on the cross of Calvary from you and me. He made it possible that through Him we could be saved. Amen. You know, people try to make it so complicated, and I don't know why. It's a simple salvation. Amen. He said there's one way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to me to the Father but by me. So he said, it's a simple thing. So even a little child can do it. Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Amen. So the source that we have, the justification, to just as if we hadn't, even though we did, praise God, because we're old sinners, the source is God Almighty. He's the one that supplies the need, praise God. And our need was salvation. And He sent His only begotten Son. Amen. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm glad it's not something that'll go away. I'm glad it's something, Bible, to stay with me from now on. Amen. Praise God. He'll not depart from me. I don't have to worry about losing it. Praise God. I ain't the one keeping it. I ain't the one to give it. I ain't the one keeping it. God Almighty give it. Praise God. Jesus Christ is keeping it through the sweet Spirit of God that lives down in my soul. I can't do what I used to because I don't want to. But God Almighty helps me every step of the way because He is that source. He's that source of justification. Amen. Not only is He the source, but the Bible says it's also the means of, praise God, the mean which is faith, the faith that we have. In Romans chapter 3 and verse 28, look what he says. He said, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. He said, so we're justified. The means of our justification is faith, the faith that we have. Our faith, you say, preacher, who's our faith in? Our faith better be in Jesus Christ. It better be in the Lord, praise God, the good sovereign Lord of glory, amen. The one that's the very perpetuation of our faith, the very price that was paid so that we might have faith to believe through grace, that essential part that God gives us, that source, praise God, that He is. Praise God, He gives us the means, which is faith. Our faith will make us free. He said, therefore, we conclude that a man is justified just as if we didn't, but we did. Amen. Justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Amen. Praise God. Law couldn't help, could never save us. But praise God through faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He came and He fulfilled the law. Amen. He fulfilled the law so when you and I could be saved. Ain't you glad for the faith that you have? Amen. I was talking to my neighbor today. She called me about Tim. She said, Jeff, have you heard, has Jimmy called you about Tim? Yeah, I said, no, I hadn't heard. So I was going to call him on the way to church here in a little bit. She said, well, I'll just tell you. I said, just tell me about what happened to Tim. And she said, I'll tell you. She said, Jeff, I don't know how people make it without the Lord. I mean, bless her heart. Need to pray for her too. She's just a little beanpole of a lady. She said, I eat and eat and I don't gain no weight. But she don't weigh 100 pounds. But she is bragging on the Lord, praise God. She said, I'm glad I can't get out and go. I can't go to the hospital. But said, I'm glad through faith I can still call on Him and He still hears me. Amen. I bet I had me a spell. I can remember several years ago, she would have never said such a thing to you. But praise God, now she can. She brags on Jesus, praise God. Why? Because something moved in and took up His abode in her heart, praise God, and faith moved in. Faith changes things. Amen. Faith changes. And we get to realizing living in faith, praise God. God begins to bless our hearts. He begins to manifest Himself to us in such a way that we realize He's really somebody there with us all the way. Amen. He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us, but He'd be there with us. He'd be there for us. Praise God. We don't understand everything goes on. I don't understand why our young is act half crazy and the world's half crazy and half the world's half crazy. I don't understand it. But praise God, we got to just have faith to believe and just keep praying. Amen? We need to be like those old-time, those folks that had old-time religion, praise God, where they come together and they'd fall on their face, they'd pray, and they'd beg God to save their youngins. They'd help their home, put their families together, and keep them, praise God, going in the right direction. Amen? We need that old-time religion again. Amen? Praise God, we've got so prideful. Amen. We've got so prideful, praise God, that we can't stop and just say, you know what? We just need to go again, get a hold of God, so God can get a hold of us. That's faith. Believing, praise God, when we can't, that He can. Amen. Justification, praise. The means of justification is faith in Lord Jesus Christ, and then we have the grounds of justification, the ground in the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Romans chapter 5 in verse number 9. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 8 said, but God commend His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. I resemble that remark. Don't you? While I was yet sinner. Amen. Jesus died for me. You say, preacher, I wasn't even born when Jesus died. Praise God. While you were yet sinner, praise God, Jesus died for you. He died for all those past, present, and future, praise God. That'd be old sinners. Said, God commendeth His love. In other words, He demonstrated the love He had for you and me, you and I, praise God, through Jesus Christ. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But watch this. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. I'm glad I don't have to worry about the wrath of God. I'm glad I don't have to worry about that hammer of God being poured out on me. Yeah, I'll stand, you'll stand, we'll stand at the judgment seat of Christ, and we'll give account of everything we've done after we made a profession of faith in Jesus. But I'm glad I don't have to stand under the wrathful hand of an almighty God. Amen. He said, praise God, He said, He will, and we shall be saved from wrath through Him. He said, much more then, being now justified by His blood. Amen, praise God, just as if we didn't, but we did. Praise God, but He said it's going to be just as if we didn't, even just as if we weren't old sinners, just as if we had never sinned, praise God. He said the Lord Jesus Christ took our sin upon Himself, and through faith, praise God, in that precious glory, somebody ought to jump up and shout, that precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ that was shed for you and me on the cross of Calvary. What a precious gift that was. Amen. That blood's still sufficient. Amen. Praise God. An old sinner, praise God, caught up in your sin, caught up in this world, caught up in life. We can still fall on our face before God and cry out and say, Lord, please forgive me of sin. When we mess up, and we better call out, we better cry out, we better ask God to forgive us our sin. We better get things fixed up. Praise God. And what does He do? He takes that precious blood of Jesus and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Glory to God, I'm glad it's that way. Ain't you? Praise the Lord. When we mess up, and we will, when you mess up, and you will. Praise God, I'm glad that we can go before God Almighty and go before the Son. Praise God, confess our sins and knowing that He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God, bless His holy name. So it's the grounds of their justification is the blood of our Lord Jesus, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The very grounds, praise God, that gets us in and makes us whole and gives us that assurance, amen, that everything's going to be okay because God said so. Praise the Lord. He said, even though He commended His love to us while we were yet sinners, that Christ died for us. And He said, much more then, now being justified by His blood. Praise God. He said, much more than that death that we were dying, that death that we was living in. Praise God. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are made alive in Jesus. Praise God. Wait, we aren't to go hanging, go walking down like zombies with our head hanging down. Amen. We ought to lift up our head, lift up our eyes to heaven, praise God. Begin to just rejoice because our name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And one day, in a little while, praise God, we're going to be with that name where it is. Amen. Glory to God. What a time we'll have. We might as well practice here, getting ready for when we get over yonder. Amen. Praise God. It gets better farther on. Bless His name. He goes on in Romans chapter 5 and verse number 11. He says, not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. In other words, we got that reconciliation, praise God. We come back into the presence and the good grace of God, and God's blessed us and helping us, praise God, all along the way. Amen. Now listen, don't let the devil tell you you're in this all by yourself. You're not in this all by yourself, praise God. You feel there's nobody around, nobody help me. I won't tell you tonight, praise God, Jesus is there, the Holy Spirit there, God the Father's there. They're listening, they're wanting to help, praise God. They're wanting to mentor to you, they're wanting to help you, they're wanting to lift you up, they're wanting to love you up. Praise God, all you got to do is want to let them. Amen? Praise God. The ground is the blood of Jesus Christ. And then we have justification, the very sphere, what's real, the dominion, praise God, is in Christ Jesus. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6 and verse number 11. Now, Paul's already gone through a whole list in chapter 6 and verses 9 through 10. Knowing that he said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Those that are not right with God ain't going to go. Amen? You know what I said? The unrighteous, those that are not right with God, ain't going to inherit the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God. He said, be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor infeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. These damn people won't be there. But look at verse number 11. Verse number 11. He said, such were some of you. Amen? You say, preacher, I can't believe he would say that. Well, he's right. We were all sinners. Amen? He named out sinfulness. He named out things, praise God, that's not right with God. Now the world today wants to tell us that, well, you preacher, it's okay to do these things in proportion. You know, if it's part of my lifestyle, it's okay. No, God says it's sin. He said, if you're living in these sins, praise God, He said, you'll not inherit the kingdom of God. He said, you'll not get there. He said, such were some of you, but ye are washed. Amen? So you've been to the bathhouse, but ye are sanctified, praise God. You've been pulled aside, set aside, but ye are justified. Amen? He said, you've been made righteous. Those of us that were not right, praise God, the people that's not right, when they get Jesus, praise God, when they get the Lord, the Savior in their life, praise, they become right with God. Amen. You know, this old flesh will give us a fit. This old flesh will want to keep on going the way the flesh goes. Amen. It won't want to separate itself. It don't want to sanctify. It don't want to separate itself from the world and the things in it. Amen. He said, this is what we have been, but he said, you're not going to be that anymore. Once you get God gets the scrubbing on you and he gets you cleaned up, See, God starts on, He don't worry about the outside right off. He starts with the inside. Amen? He gives you a good scrubbing with a scrub brush and some Lye soap on the inside. Amen? He gets rid of all junk. He takes out our old stony heart and He puts in a heart of flesh. Amen? Where you're not the same person as you used to be. Praise God. Pulls you apart from that. And He justifies you. Say, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So He said, praise God, the very sphere and the reality, the dominion, praise God, of justification, it's through that justification. It's through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through His name. The Bible says there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. It's Jesus Christ, amen, praise God. It's the Lord Jesus by whom we must be saved. Praise God. He's the one that saves us. He's the one that moves in. He's the one that justifies us. He makes us just as if we didn't. We did. But He makes us just as if we didn't. Just as if we hadn't sinned. Just as if we've always been really, really good boys and girls. Amen. I quit being that when I was about 3. Amen. Maybe not even that. Mom said, as soon as I got to where I could cross, I'd pull myself up. They put me in my crib, and she said, in about 2 minutes, she'd look around, and here I'd come through the living room. She couldn't figure out how in the world I was getting out of that crib. Amen? So I said she went in there and cut the light off and stood there at the doorway watching me with the light on behind her. She said, I eased up there and pulled myself up on them bars. Amen? She said, I reached up with my little old hand, grabbed a hold of the top of that thing. She said, I pulled myself up there and threw my little old leg over that. She said, I grabbed a hold of the other side of the bar, so I slid down to her like a little fireman. So I hit the floor with a thump. And she said, oh my goodness. But she said, I never even slowed down. So as soon as I hit that floor, I was gone. Amen. Praise the Lord. But that's what we are, praise God. That's who we were. Amen. Praise God. But then God Almighty got a hold of us. He made a difference. Through the very dominion of Lord Jesus Christ living in our hearts. But we've got to ask ourselves tonight. Amen. He's done all this for us, but does He have dominion in our heart? Is He that most important part? Amen. It ought to be. Amen. We've been in this. Hey, listen, this crowd here tonight, we've been in this long enough. We ought to know. Amen. He needs to be the most important part. Because He, praise God, He does the most important part for me and you. He's the one that's there to help us, praise God, along the way. And we run into difficulties. He's the one that we can call on. So we see this very sphere, the very dominion, praise God, in Christ Jesus. And then we see the very agent, praise God, that helps us along the way. Look at the end of that verse. Verse number 11. He said, but you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So He said we have a dominion through Christ Jesus. And He said the very agent of that, that making those things happen, praise God, is the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God is what makes those things come together in your life, praise God. We just got to be listening to the Spirit of God when He's speaking to us. And He's speaking to you all the time if you're just listening. Amen. Sometimes we just got to, that's what the preacher's talking about there Sunday. Sometimes we just got to listen. God's always speaking. The Holy Spirit's always there. He lives in us, right? How many of you have got the Holy Spirit? Amen. Better throw your hand up. If not, you're lost. Amen. We'd be having special prayer for you tonight. Amen. Praise God. But you got the Spirit of God lives inside you. And the Holy Spirit of God's the one that's helping you along the way. So we see the agent is the Holy Spirit, the agent of justification, praise God. The agent of the process that God has initiated for me and you, praise God, is through the Holy Spirit of God. Unto justification. That God justifies. So He declares those to be righteous, a sinner that has received the righteousness of God by faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. Amen? So we see the agent, we see the dominion is Christ. The agent is the Holy Spirit. And then we see the evidence. The evidence. What you say, preacher, what's the evidence of justification? Look over James chapter number 2. The evidence of justification. Said, I've never even heard such a thing as if he was. Amen. But they is. There's evidence of our justification, just as if we've, praise God, never sinned. But we have. James chapter number 2, let's just start at verse number 18 right quickly and we'll go to the house, okay? Verse number 18 said, James says in James chapter 2, verse number 18 said, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Amen? That's pretty simple, ain't it? He said, thou believest there is one God. Thou doest well. Oh, yeah. By the way, the devils also believe and tremble. But they still devils. In other words, they're still lost. He said, watch this. He said, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? He said, was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Now you say, wait a minute, preacher. Paul's saying one thing. James is saying another. Are we justified by works or not? Amen? When you justified, praise God, just as if you'd never sinned, we begin to do things differently because we realize that God has saved us from ourselves, saved us from our sin, justified us, made us just as if we hadn't sinned, even though we have. So it changes the way we do things. See, was not Abraham our father justified by works when offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. Amen? In other words, he said, what happened when Abraham listened to God? He done what God told him to do. No questioning. Amen? God said, he told Abraham, he said, Abraham, he said, yeah, here, Lord. He said, take thy son, thine only son, Isaac, up to a mountain which I'll show you and offer him up. Amen? And he didn't say Abraham spent days and days pondering over, praying over, trying to change God's mind. He said he went out behind the house, chopped him up some kindling, bundled up in a bundle, tied it on a donkey. Next morning, got Isaac, got his servants, and headed for the mountain. Amen? Amen, praise God. He done what God told him to do. He says, seest thou how faith wrought with his works. Amen? In other words, he put it in what God told him to do, how God told him to act, react, praise God. Abraham put it into action. That's what we're supposed to do as Christians, praise God. We put it into action. He said, by works was faith made perfect. That word perfect literally means to be absolutely mature. To come to maturity. To be made perfect. It said, and the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God. You believe God? Amen. God, you better believe God. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. So Abraham believed God, and it was put, Brother Junior, it was put on his account. Amen. It was put on Abraham's account. He said, Abraham believes me. Amen. Praise God. He said he believed God, and it was imputed to him. It was put on his account that he believed God. He trusted God. He just done what God told him to do. He said, you see then, verse number 24, now watch this. He said, you see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Amen? So when we get saved, he said, then we begin to do the works. It's pleasing to God. He said, we're justified by those works, just as if we never sinned, because God Almighty, praise God, has made us into a new creature in Christ, and we do things differently. Amen? For we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. God has created us, praise. He's justified us through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's justified us through the very essence of God Almighty, through His grace, through God, praise God, as our source, through the means of faith, praise God, and through the blood of Jesus Christ. And He's ministered to our souls through the Holy Spirit. And He said He allows us and helps us do those works that's pleasing to Him. That brings glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. So the Lord Jesus Christ can point us out to the Father and say, look at Him go. Amen. Praise the Lord. Said, look at Him go. Ain't he cute down there? Just doing the will of the Father. Just seems up there just smiling. Praise God. Cause the goodness and mercy and love manifest to us and us just taking it and running with it. And God are getting the glory. Did you see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Praise God. It's taking what we know and going out there with it into a lost and dying world. Praise God. They don't really care. Amen. You hear what I said? They don't really care. They don't even know. Most of them, a whole lot of the world, they don't even realize, praise God, what they're missing. Amen. That's how we're supposed to take it out there, take it with a smile. Amen. Take it in joy. Amen. It ain't going to do a bit of good if you try to witness somebody and say, boy, it's sort of like say you get saved. It's a real joy being Christian. Amen. They're going to say, yeah, you look like you're really getting into it. Amen. But you say, glory to God, boy, I'd like to see you get saved. There's nothing like being a Christian, praise God. Nothing like knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Nothing like having that blessed hope. Amen. Yeah, now, they may look at you like you've lost your mind. But praise God, they'll see that excitement in you. And they'll realize there's something to this. Praise God. We realize it that just as if we didn't, but we did. Amen. But Jesus Christ, through justification, praise God, He made it possible that we could be justified in the eyes of a holy and righteous God. Praise the Lord. Back in Philippians chapter number 3. Amen. At the time of your justification or your conversion, when sinners are saved, praise God, and we choose to reject our old proud self and the efforts of self, amen, our self-centeredness, if you will, and we accept the precious provision that we have in Christ Jesus. In verse number 7, we have that word here, the very start of that verse. It says, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. So what Paul says here, he says, listen, all these things, the law and the Judaizers and all these things that we've tried to work through, he said, he gives us his transition point here. He said, but what things were gained to me? He said, all those things that we've been talking about. And he said, I'm like you, I used to think they were really good things. But he said, now I just count them as dung. Amen. Amen. Ain't no better than just something that you'd put around the vegetables to help them to grow. Amen. Everything that I had, praise God. It shows a pretty strong contrast, amen, between a Paul's past and his present. Our life, praise God, in justification ought to show a pretty good contrast between our past and our present. And it ought to be really different from what our future is going to be. Amen. Because even though, Brother Bobby, I'm here and praise God, the Lord's really working on me every day. But I'm not finished product yet. You're not a finished product yet. One day you will be when you get over in glory. So we see Paul, his transition here. He said, yes, and he said, everything that I used to hold dearly, he said, but I count it as lost. He said, I count it as dung. He said, I count it as worthless. He said, yet, Dallas, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Amen? He said, hey, listen, all that doesn't matter to me. He said, the only thing I don't want the world's opinion. I don't want the world's praise. I don't want the emperor's praise. I don't want nobody's praise. He said, I just want to win Christ. I want to be found pleasing to Jesus when it's all said and done, because what He's done for me. Amen? How wonderful that the Lord has been for me. He said, He's just as if I didn't, amen, commit those sins, but I did. But He justified me just as if I hadn't, forgave me of those sins, praise God, through Jesus Christ my Savior, through God Almighty, my Heavenly Father, through that precious blood, through the Holy Spirit, amen, to allow me to do the works that's pleasing to Him. Amen. So that we might finish well the course that we're on and might finish it for God's glory. Praise God. I didn't, but I did. Praise God. But God justified me just as if I didn't. Amen.